Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is a show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, you are making my day today. Just want to say that today, right?
All right.
All the stories, you're reminiscing, you're throwing some new stuff in there.
Hey, bro, check the box. Let's call it a successful day. And we have a special guest today. Today, we have fellow co-founder of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor and resident expert on all things whole life, Miss Teresa Kuhn. Teresa, we're happy because we're just thankful that there's an adult in the room today to keep us grounded. So thank you for being here. Now, as many of you know, I am a huge with a Y advocate for all things systems and creating frameworks. Think of wheelbarrow profits, buy right, manage right, finance right. Now, there are specific ways that we believe whole life should be executed for real estate investors using the dual asset strategy. Teresa is here today. We welcome her. We thank her for joining us. And she's going to detail for all of us our proven five-step process, how it works, and how it's different from some of these other products that are out there and why it works so effectively. So Teresa, again, welcome and thank you for being here.
Oh, so happy to be here as always. And I am so very grateful for both of you to be open-minded enough to look at the whole life insurance strategy for real estate investors, adopting it, promoting it, talking about it. It makes such a difference in people's lives. And you know, I've been doing this a very, very long time. And the accolades that I get from my clients, you know, right now we're living in some really interesting times. And the feedback I get over and over again is, thank God I did this when I did. I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I found this strategy. So
I'm going to touch on the interesting times comment because I think we're overexposed. I think in the last 10 to 20 years, we know too much about each other. There's too many people posting their opinions online and there's too much self-indulgence of their limited importance in the world and further indulged online. And I don't know why that thought just popped into my head. And I'm kind of just sick of, you know, some of the crazy shit that's going on out there. But today we're talking about something important. So I'm getting off my soapbox.
Folks, do you see, you hear myself? Jake's want to expose yourself. Is that what you're saying on the show?
No, dude, everyone's out there saying, oh, look what I had for dinner tonight. And we're all supposed to think it's the most important damn thing in the world. And it's like, I don't know. It's just,
well, Jake, I think one of the important things that Teresa is touching on before we get into the proven process that I think is crucial. Whole life is such a misunderstood vehicle. It's an asset first and foremost. And everyone is always looking at assets from a rate of return, from what's the rate of return? That's the first question that I get. And for those that start from that perspective, people see the world as they are, not as it is. Now, Jake and I, we've been fortunate to podcast dozens of eight-figure net worth individuals. And everyone that I've spoken to that I've asked the question, do you have whole life? All of them have said unequivocally, yes.
And some of them, off the cuff. This is not like, you know, scripted stuff. Okay?
No. And some of them even said, I even use premium financing. So if you're here and you want to become a 7, 8, 9-figure net worth individual, you do what those people do. And they all have whole life as part of their strategy, creating and generating wealth and passing it on. Now, for those who have 5, 6-figure, 7-figure net worths, a lot of them don't have it yet. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to aspire to the next level, start adopting the strategies that are at the next level. Don't stay where you are. Don't see the world as you are. See the world as it truly is. Start following success. Success leaves clues. And have an open mind towards whole life. Don't go on Facebook and listen to some people who are proponents of this strategy. Find out for yourself. Do the homework. And I was fortunate 20 years ago that I had my accountant tell me, put money in this product. Didn't know what I was doing. I was so thankful that I did it. And now 20 years later, I've got an amazing product and it's cranking and I'm adding to my policies. I'm adding to my wealth because as my wealth grows, I need to protect my wealth. And it's not only just there generating a return. It's what we call the dual asset strategy. So for those of you out there, have an open mind about the product, about the policy, about the asset, because there's so many ways. And when you see these eight-figure net worth people using it, they're borrowing from their policies. They're setting up trusts to fund their trust. They're setting up ways to create savings for their kids for the future. So there's so many different uses for whole life. Don't look at it just from one perspective alone.
And run dual track, right? I know real estate investors, especially in this market, and it's going to come to a halt because all good things do come to a halt. I mean, it's just the nature of life. Run dual tracks. Your dollars need a job. There are dollars that you need to allocate towards chasing that risk and chasing that return. And there are other dollars that need to be put in place to protect your investments and to protect your portfolio. Not every dollar should have the job of chasing risk. The dollars that go into the policy can be used for other jobs, but at least initially, they're there to protect your investments, if nothing else. And that's something that I've got to say in this community, and it's a fantastic community. It's a community of people that want to learn, that have a big vision for their life and their family, but they're taking a lot of risk. And a lot of the people in this community have not lived through the 2008 real estate debacle. They haven't hurt financially. And when we say run dual tracks, have some dollars there to protect your assets, sometimes that doesn't land. Sometimes that doesn't resonate because they have not been through that pain.
And it's the get there-itis too. A lot of people have the get there-itis and maybe they don't look past tomorrow and they haven't had that long-termism that we talk about so much.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So our process, you know, we know the strategy, it's the dual asset strategy using a specific type of whole life insurance with a specific type of company with a specific type of design. And the process that we put every client through, it starts with vision and discovery. Basically, it's personal financial engineering with one of our professionals. And what is personal financial engineering? Jake, I think you have probably the best explanation for what personal financial engineering means.
Yeah, it's looking at your life, not just through your goals, but creating a structure in which you're making every level of your finances work for you. And it comes down to things as simple as when I look at my credit cards, I want to make sure my credit cards are paying me. I don't use credit cards in the sense that I need the money or whatever. I use credit cards. I get it because I get 2% on top of using other people's money. So I get paid 2% to use someone else's money. So when we're looking at personal financial engineering, we want to maximize our dollars in multiple ways. And also, as to Teresa's point, play defense. So when you're looking at, say, let's take the dual asset strategy, we're creating multiple assets. We're maximizing leverage by using whole life insurance. We're creating a policy, we're protecting our family, we're borrowing those funds from the policy to purchase real estate. The real estate's doing its thing, the whole life's doing its thing over here, and we're maximizing our dollars. And we're making, you know, decision with the end in mind. We're saying, okay, this is where I want to be. How do I get there? And we back into it. And so that's I think, the easiest way to say it.
Jake, that was beautiful, Jake. Thanks for that
explanation. Hey, baby. I'm here for you, okay?
I know.
Jake would explain that in a great way. And so during the vision and discovery, the step one process, we meet with you, we have a conversation, we understand your personal goals, your objectives, we explore your values and your rules around money and your real estate investing. And that's one that really gets people because a lot of people don't quite have their values in mind. And we help flesh that out and we give ideas. And once people get, okay, these are my values. This is my philosophy. And this is what my values are. It's so easy to develop rules. And then making decisions about your finances becomes so easy and black and white. And Jake and Gino, you know that gives people an enormous amount of freedom with their money because they're no longer in analysis paralysis. Hey, if this is your rule around money, does the decision that you're looking to make match that rule or not? If it doesn't, it's a no, you move on. You're not spending a lot of time and energy and mental equity on whether you should move forward on something or not.
Values alignment.
Yeah, what I would say is you're getting clarity. And this first step, we all need clarity because we're not, you know, we don't lack the motivation. Usually we lack the clarity. And once you have the clarity, that fear tends to go away. And I think the other thing is that you've talked about values. You know, one of the co-founders, Rick Sapio, his big tagline is values-based decision-making. You want to make decisions based on your values. And if you don't know what your values are, or if they're subconscious and they're not really out there flushed out consciously, how do you make those decisions on a conscious level? We want to be able to do that. We want to be able to empower you by getting the clarity and by having those values and putting those both together. You can start making educated, good decisions for yourself.
Confusion takes a lot of mental capacity. And when you've got your philosophy, your values, and your rules set out, you don't have confusion. You know, it's whether a yes or a no, you move on. And that opens up opportunities, right? And that's one thing, you know, we say this over and over. We are the only obvious choice, in my opinion, for a real estate investor that wants to invest and put money into a whole life policy. And I believe the value that we bring is in designing the policy and managing the policy. We've got our numbers speak for themselves. But Jake and Gino, I think this part is so friggin' important for our investors and our clients. If they don't understand the philosophy, values, or rules, it's so difficult for them to really maximize their potential. And most professionals don't even have a philosophy, values, or rules for their own finances or their own life. And thankfully, we all do, right?
This is where the vendor selection comes in. We're making sure that the policies that are being purchased are with vendors that align with these principles, and it's going to work for the dual asset strategy. That's one of the main differences. And there's a essentially internal approval process on our end when we're vetting these companies to make sure they're going to be a fit when you're putting your dollars out there to grow.
Exactly. Policy design, if a client's got some issues in terms of health, they need more flexibility, like all that goes into play when during the vision and discovery so that we can meet the client where they're at with the best design and the best company for them.
So number one, you said is vision and discovery. What the second one is though, is the tailored approach to your policy goals, correct? So they sort of coincide, but we've already got the vision, you've got the values set out. Let's go into the second one, that tailored approach to your policy goals.
So we maximize the cash value, mm-hmm. We minimize insurance costs, we ascertain how much flexibility the client needs in terms of contributions paying into premium. Our real estate investors tend to need a lot of flexibility, right? Because they've got a lot of moving parts and they need to be able to pivot on a dime. And so that's super important for our real estate community. And freedom to borrow against the cash value many times within the first month that they start their policies. So I say many times because sometimes a client's putting money in a nominal amount on a monthly basis. There's not going to be a whole lot of cash there for them to borrow out, although they still can. It's when somebody puts in a significant amount the first month and they want to turn around and take that money out to go invest that we're able to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. We help our clients understand the loan repayment process. For most of our clients, they need to understand that the loan that they're taking from their policies to go invest, they want to pay it back because they want that policy and that money in their policies to work for them in the future and give them options in the future. It's our clients that are getting ready to retire or looking at retiring and pulling money out to supplement their income that the mindset at that point in time is not to pay that money back. That policy is there to serve them. So super simple to explain. Look, in the early years, you need to serve your policy. So in the later years, your policy can serve you.
That's excellent.
And then of course, there's, you know, one of my favorite concepts and people love this concept. And it's the concept of uninterrupted compounding. When you borrow money from the policy, our companies and our policies allow you to continue to grow your value, even though you've taken the money out. And we call that uninterrupted compounding. And it sounds like magic. It's not. Happy to explain that in another time, but all of our companies allow you to have that benefit of uninterrupted compounding. And the more money you put into the policy, the higher the death benefit goes. So from an inflation hedge, you know, you guys probably had $1 million life insurance policy 10, 15 years ago. And that sounded like a lot of money. Just isn't. Not with today. With the insurance policies, as you put money into the policy, the death benefit increases. So it allows you to keep up with inflation. And if you have some major medical issues, there are circumstances that you can access that death benefit to help provide for your medical issues. And this is typically for people that are older, but if you can't perform two activities of daily living, or you've got a major critical illness like a stroke, heart attack, cancer, and every state is a little bit different and every policy is different. So I want to make sure I keep it, you know, high level. That's a living benefit that you get that you don't need to die to have that insurance provide for you or your family.
So number one, vision and discovery. Two, tailored approach. Number three, selection process. Let's go with the selection process.
Yes. So during the selection process, you know, it's not just us selecting the insurance company. The insurance company has to make an offer to our clients, right? So there is an underwriting process. There is a process of qualifying. You have to qualify financially and medically. And so the companies that we work with, mutually owned insurance companies, they underwrite and make an offer. Hopefully an offer. Sometimes it happens that they don't make an offer because the person doesn't qualify. And we work with mutual insurance companies because the client, the policyholder, are aligned with that of the mutual insurance company. Contrast that with a stock insurance company. They exist to increase shareholder value. The mutual insurance companies exist to increase policyholder values. Therefore, there is an alignment with objectives and values with the policy owner and the insurance company. Our carriers must meet very strict criteria when it comes to their financial strength. They need to have at least a 100-year proven track record and be highly rated by the insurance industry rating agencies. We work with companies that offer non-direct recognition, technical term. It goes back to the uninterrupted compounding benefit of these policies. It must be a non-direct recognition company in order for our clients to get that uninterrupted compounding benefit. And that design is broken up into three parts. We have a base policy, we have a term insurance rider, and we have a paid-up addition rider. Now, most designs fall within this trifecta, so to speak. Every now and then we have an odd design. So if you're listening to this and say, oh, mine doesn't have that, just know this is our very typical design. We've got the base policy, which is the guarantee, you know, it's the whole life chassis with the face amount, the base policy. And this is traditionally how whole life policies were designed, with only the base policy. We add a term insurance rider because term insurance, by its definition, is temporary, and we only use it for a temporary period of time to increase the amount of cash that you can put into a policy. Many times we have clients say, you know, I don't want the term rider, I just want the basic policy. Well, the term rider actually benefits you because it keeps your cost of insurance down and allows you to put more money into the policy. And of course, we've got the paid-up addition rider. This rider powers the cash value inside the policy. The contributions above the base and term goes into this rider. The dividends, the interest that's credited to the policies, all go into the paid-up additions rider. So that rider supercharges, so to speak, all of the growth inside the policy. And at the end, we've got that accelerated death benefit rider that we talked about that allows you to access your death benefit while you're living if you have chronic, critical, or terminal illness. Again, that varies by state, but you know, Jake and Gino, you guys have heard me say this over and over again. One of my overarching philosophies in my life and my practice is the quality of life is in direct proportion to the quality of options that you've got. If you, God forbid, end up having a major health issue, having a pool of money, a significant pool of money available to you to help you is an amazing option most people do not have. Whole life for life. So this is a term that refers to, you know, the difference between, let's say, term insurance, temporary insurance, and a whole life insurance policy that is going to give you options and will serve you for the rest of your life. And, you know, the other thing I would say to us being the only obvious option, solution, professional for you to work with is the fact that we've been working with these policies for a very, very long time. Designing it is very important. Managing is more important. It's like if you had a high performance car, Maserati, right? You don't want just any old mechanic working on that. You want someone who understands how to work with that Maserati to optimize it to give you the performance that you expect from that Maserati. Well, that's a, something more that we bring to the table, right? Is acting as your guide to manage, maximize the value in your policies. And I tell my clients all the time, the value that you get from us isn't just about the policies. It's using our experience. And we've worked with a lot of people, a lot of real estate investors, a lot of wealthy people, using our experience and leveraging our experience of working with other clients to strategize whatever you've got going on. The value I bring to my clients, they just schedule appointments just to pick my brain. It has nothing to do with their whole life policies. I don't charge them for it. It's just the nature of the client relationship and the goodwill that we bring to our clients. But we've got a lot of experience, and very few times we run into something where we've got no idea what's going on, right? I can't even remember that in any time in the recent past that a client brings something that I've got nothing to contribute or add, because we talk to a lot of people who are doing a lot of interesting things, not only in the real estate community, but in the business entrepreneur community. So the value we bring is really tremendous.
Therese, I really appreciate all that. And I think the dual asset strategy is such a powerful vehicle, and it's the focus of what we do. So if you're a real estate investor, you want to find out more, feel free to schedule a call with our team. You can go to dualassetstrategy.com. And gang, this is what we do. You know Jake and Gino, you know we invest in real estate. This is the way to grow your family's wealth for the long term, protect your family, play a little defense with a little offense, and really make it happen out there. Teresa, Gino, thank you so much. G-Dad, any last words today?
I've had a great day, Jake. And it's just the whole process, the way Teresa's laid it out, it makes sense. And if you're looking out there and you're shopping for whole life, don't just shop price. I mean, look at price versus value.
The right product. Get the right structure. That's what this is about, guys. It's with the right company, the right product, the right structure to give you access to your funds, to make sure that death benefit is going to be there. Let the dual asset strategy do its thing. That's what it's about. So again, feel free. Go ahead and jump online, dualassetstrategy.com. Schedule a call with our team, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Teresa.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.